Hi, this is a dictation for Quaria Humphrey, Quaria Humphrey. The patient Quaria Humphrey is here for a follow-up visit. She was initially injured on 5/5/2020. Date of birth, 7/21/1979. Date of visit is 3/30/2023. Patient reports that she is continuously suffering with a moderately severe pain, 8 to 10, in the neck, mid-back, and lower back, and the right knee. All of these pains are a result of automobile accident that occurred on 5/5/2020, where she was a front seat passenger of a car, and she was hit T-bone on the her side, passenger side, leading to headache and some TBI symptoms like loss of memory, confusion, lack of focus, lack of concentration, forgetfulness, and also with the pain in the neck and lower back and neck and the headaches, as well as pain in the right knee. The patient is wearing the braces for the right knee and right ankle. She has some pain there also. The MRIs are showing a patellar tendonitis of the right knee, and the lumbar spine MRI was showing a bulging disc at L4, L5. Thoracic MRI is completely negative, and cervical MRI is positive for herniated disc at C4, 5 and C6, 7. The patient reports that she has been seeing Dr. Hornblum and Dr. Mendelson, and she was referred by her attorney. And at this time, she has seen them, and a new set of MRI have been ordered, which is cervical, thoracic, and lumbar, and a new MRI for the right knee, as well as pelvic MRI. The patient reports that she has done all the acupuncture, she is using tense unit, she is using a cane to walk with, but the pain is not better. And pain level is around 8 to 10. ADLs are reported affected are 10, as follows. The general activity, mood, work, relationship with other people, sleep, and enjoyment of life are affected 10. Patient reports 0% relief in the pain. Positive symptoms in system review are as follows. Neurology insight in headaches, difficulty sleeping, lack of focus, lack of concentration, anxiety, panic, and loss of memory. In the pain and numbness, lower back stiffness, neck stiffness, limited range of motion, clicking and grinding, lower back pain, mid back pain, upper back pain, neck pain, shoulder pain, wrist pain, and ankle and foot, and difficulty walking. Okay, in the GI, GU, and respiratory issues, and pain level remains the same. No changes in medical history, surgical history, hospitalization, weight loss, or any other trauma are reported. And substance abuse none is reported. Compliance history, patient reports full compliance to the pain medication regimen. Physical examination reveals the blood pressure is 168 over 116, pulse is 83, pulse ox is 100. And rest of the exam is from previous visit of 3/1/2023, dictation number 0303-086. The entire examination is the same, diagnosis is the same. Plan is to refer the patient to Dr. Paul Blum and Dr. Mendelson as an appropriate referral from her attorney, and hence we will discharge the patient, as this being the last visit for her, since she has already switched over to a new pain clinic and pain doctor. I believe that she will probably be better off having a surgery for her neck or cervical disc replacement, and also possibly to the right knee. She was referred to chiropractor in the earlier. Acupunctures have been done, neuropsych evaluation was also ordered, and a neurology referral was also given to the patient. And it appears that the patient is in a good shape. She is being referred to primary care physician, Dr. Chris, for taking care of the blood pressure, and a psychiatric referral was also made for help with the anxiety. Thank you. The patient is provided with the following medication, which are naproxen 500 twice a day, Flexeril 10 milligram twice a day, and Narco 7.5 325 once a day, PRN 15 tablets. Thank you. the patient is being discharged today.